You can really hear you breathing, dude. Welcome to the Zestor Prize Anything Cast here on All Games Radio. I am the Dead Man. Joining me today we have Shax.
Hello.
And Punchatron.
Hooray! Returning from long absence in the nether worlds of the internet.
Yes, and now you're apparently recording in a cave.
Well, yeah. The room I'm in is kind of vaulted.
Put a blanket over your head.
Yeah, so, Anything Cast. So, I just got back from Anime North, which was a big, fucking awesome convention thing at Toronto every May. And, yeah, it was fucking awesome, dude. Like, first day going there, went down to get my passport Friday, and I just saw fucking a winding snake of a line of, like, 300 people. Like, 200 of them dressed up in cosplay. And it was fucking awesome. And every chance I got, I just go around and just... Like, oh, hey, I know that guy. Hey, I know that guy. Hey, I know that guy. You know, because I'm retarded.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was great, man. It was great.
So, did you go to any... thing?
I was, but then other stuff got in the way. Like, I was going around taking a lot of cosplay photos. Just, you know, those we put up on the site sometime this week. But I also checked out there's this room we just had three machines of knockoff DDR and one thing that was the most fucking insane thing I've ever seen. It was like just a big box with a turntable on one side and five piano keys on the other one. And so then when the guy, it was a PC game, when the guy went to play it, I couldn't even follow his fingers. Like, it was like, the thing that he was doing with the controller, and the thing that was happening on screen, I couldn't even tell what it was happening.
It was it sounds kind of weird.
It was one of those insane Japanese rhythm games that, like, no one but the Japanese can play.
Right.
Yeah, it was... Oh, God. Yeah, I can't even describe it. It was fucking awesome. And the same guy who did that thing, he also did this game DDR. It was, like... hardest song, like highest expert level, and apparently if you're really, really good, you have to use either the railing or a chair to play that game, right?
Why?
Because you have to, like, support yourself because your feet will barely be on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, like, what you do is you just, like, sit, just, like, stand there with your arms on your arms either behind you on the railing or behind you on a chair. And then you just put all your weight on that so that your feet are free to move as fast as they possibly can to hit the buttons. Yeah, and the thing was going at like fucking, what is it, like some 100 beats per minute. And Pudge, you typing something or fucking around with something?
No.
Because I hear something that's really coming across very loudly on the recording.
I don't hear anything.
But yeah, so it was... Yeah, fucking hell.
Dead man's hearing things.
I'm not hearing things.
Sorry, people.
I'm not...
crazy break.
I'm not crazy. Seriously, people in the chat, can you hear this? It's fucking insane. But yeah, so he was just like... It was going like... There were points where the entire, like, row of arrows was just filled up at any given time. He was hitting it all. He got, like, a 550 chain on it.
Alright.
It was insane. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
So, is this supposed to be, like, Dance Dance Revolution or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah, well, this was In the Groove. Which is essentially just Dance Dance Revolution, except not made by Konami.
You'd think that Anime North would be able to afford actual DDR, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess they just wanted to go with the fan favorite or something. Because, like, there's this other one where all it was DDR, but to theme songs from anime. like while playing in the background, the like arrow thing was like playing in the background, the whole thing behind it, instead of just being weird like 3D things that you see playing in like Windows Media Player, to just the opening sequence to the TV show.
Alright.
Full with like subtitles going along so you can sing along while you're dancing. If you're that crazy. So cool. And there was also like LARPing happening outside. Some guy got headbutted in the dick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. While LARPing. It was like
obviously.
It's like they had Yeah, they had two swords, they were just fighting with each other, and then one guy, like, stabbed his dick, he's like, hey man, wait, look at the referee or something, and they go fighting again, the other guy comes up, just trips and just headbutts him right in the dick. It's fucking...
Sounds like fun.
Yes, and then...
LARPing.
Yeah, and then right next to that, someone was teaching waterbending.
How do you teach something like that?
Well, because waterbending is based off of a actual martial art.
Yeah, oh,
all the bending.
Is actual martial arts.
Yeah, like
book techniques.
Like air bending is wushu, I think.
Something like that. I don't know all of them.
Yeah, it's on the internet, but I know I'm fairly certain that air bending is wushu.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of bending.
Yeah.
Are you watching Legend of Korra?
Fuck yes, I have.
Good.
It's fucking awesome.
It is, yes. I've been out of the internet, basically, for the past 2.5 weeks, so I have 6 episodes to catch up on, but I've got a full night.
Yeah, if you should watch it. It's really great. Like, you know that whole relationship thing that they had with Aang and Katara that went 3 seasons before it actually did anything?
Yes.
This one was done in like 3 minutes. I mean, 3 episodes. It was like, meet, friends, make out.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm sort of watching the 3rd episode right now, so...
Well, it might not be actually 3 episodes, but I don't fucking know. I don't keep track of this shit. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, there's actually like the person who was teaching the waterbending course was actually cosplaying as Korra.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I saw a couple earthbenders. I saw one person dressed up as Toph. But I couldn't get a picture of her, because this one asshole kept, like, getting in the way. Like, I wanted to get a picture, and then I was like, hey, man, I was about to get a picture, and then, like, gets her to pose, then gets her to pose again, and then takes a picture, like, takes, like, 20 seconds to take the fucking picture. I was like, could you do another pose, like, stomp with the thing? And I was just like, fuck it, went off to take a picture of Aizen or something. Yes. A lot of the pictures I actually got taken, like, from Saturday, was I just kind of... So, like, I was on top of this, like, upraised thing that was, like, above the sidewalk. So what I do is I just rubbed someone to stand above and was like, hey, dude, can I take a picture? And then he said, yeah, I just fall right on my ass on the thing, then jump off and just... Oh, so good.
Yeah, I pretty much missed all of that last stretch of words. That was basically incoherent to me.
Yeah, it was incoherent to me.
Orgasming all over your keyboard or something.
Yeah, it was incoherent to me too. But it was awesome!
So basically, punchline is Anime North, Dead had fun.
Yes, and it turns out, we qualify for press credentials. So,
really?
Yeah, so next year, I'm coming for you.
What's... so special about press credentials?
Get in for free.
Oh.
And get access to shit that people with regular passes don't.
But you didn't go anywhere, right? I mean, you didn't go to any press conferences or anything like that? Did you get anything signed by anyone?
There was no one there I knew. Like, I do know some anime stuff. I just don't know anime creators or actors or directors.
I see. Well, I thought Anime North was just have a lot of other things other than anime there. That's what Bovie was trying to sell me on.
Yeah, they had gaming stuff there. Like, they had pretty much the entire time there was a StarCraft II LAN happening. There was a panel on comic books that I missed because I was eating lunch. Which I got for free, by the way. Because a new person who will be coming to the site soon is awesome.
Awesome.
Did they bribe you to get onto the site?
No, they actually.
They bribed him with lunch, yeah.
It take a lot more than luck to get on the site. But no.
You hear that, chat room? All you gotta do is give Dead Man food. You can be the host.
Now Bovie brought her to my attention a while ago, and then we got talked to her a bit, and yeah, she seemed cool.
Cool.
But yeah. So, new person coming to the site, but Anime North, oh god. Yeah, I will just keep talking incoherently about Anime North unless you guys stop me, so you guys talk about something.
I want to know more about Anime North.
Okay.
What's it like?
It's
Did
very...
you share a hotel room with Bovie and Kitty?
And the new girl.
And the... Oh! Did you get a little... boink?
Nope. Boink. Bovie was pimping and had the bed with both of them. I had the couch.
That son of a bitch.
I know.
Do they have a Nintendo with them?
Unfortunately, no. But they did have. But they did have a bunch of needles. So I don't know what they're getting to. I don't know what that new girl's into, but
needles. Like what kind of needles?
Sewing needles.
Oh, okay.
They're human centipeding. Some people are into that. Just a love train of centipede.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Maybe she's gonna sew you some mittens.
You don't sew.
You
mittens.
Knit mittens.
I'm just gonna create them. Yeah.
You knit.
Fuck off! I don't care. I'm not a chick.
The terminology is important.
Yeah. So, question. So, not Anime North stuff. Jax. Have you been?
Alright, I guess. I watched Blade Runner again last night.
Huh.
I've only seen the movie once before, and I don't know what version I watched before, but last night I watched the Final Cut version, and it seems like the same exact movie I watched before, except for all the scenes were like pitch black. I could actually see what the fuck was going on. And I'm starting to become obsessed with it because there's apparently there's seven different versions of the movie. Five of them you can get on a Blu-ray for like $5 million or something stupid. And like I'm not exactly sure what the differences are because like I was on the IMDb boards reading about it and like there's like the changes that have been made. Some people are saying the final cut are more subtle to, like, Kurt being a replicant himself, and some say that it's more on the nose and not so subtle, and I don't fucking know. Yeah. I don't know. And I know I didn't do the theatrical trailer or movie because I never seen it in a movie theater. It was 1982, for God's sake. I was 2 years old. So, I kind of want to get my hands on that, but, yeah, so I've been kind of obsessed with it. Like, there's one point, because Harrison Ford has a scar on his chin.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my thought is, like, well, replicants are, you know, not human, but they're as close as human as possible, or like the Nexus 6s are.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thought is, do replicants have a healing factor? Because if they don't, then he should have a scar on his chin. It should just, once a replicant's like cut open, it should just stay cut open because there's nothing there to heal the cut.
Yeah.
And I do understand the fact that it's Harrison Ford has the cut, not his character.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then there's a point in the movie where Wrecker Hauer and the other guy, the other replicant, are in this Chinese or Japanese guys. I'm about to say Chinese, assuming it's supposed to be Chinatown, because everyone's Asian, and it's Los Angeles in 2019, so I'm assuming it's Chinatown. So they're in this Chinese guy's shop where he makes eyes for different replicants. And when they're talking to him, you can see their breath. And I'm wondering, should they be breathing? Because they're replicants.
Yeah.
And even though they're supposed to be as close to human as humanly possible, do replicants breathe?
I doubt it.
Maybe.
They're gonna imitate the action of breathing, but they're probably not literally breathing. They're probably not inhaling and exhaling to power their muscles.
Right.
Or well, whatever they have, servos, whatever.
Why would they have any, why would you see their breath at all then?
Because having them not breathe is too hard to do in CG in that time.
At that period in time.
Yes. So, well, ask the chat to ask a shit, and then they literally started asking us just shit.
So, yeah, you've got them talking about shit.
Yes.
Literally shit.
And so one person actually did ask a question.
When you drop the ball, dead man.
And so one person actually did ask a question. Subset said, how many times did Biff end up in shit during the Back to the Future series?
Three.
Yeah. Well, Biff, he only ended up there once.
There's Biff in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's it.
So... Well, then there's Mad Dog Biff Tannen.
Yeah, no, that's Mad Dog. That's Mad Dog Buford Tannen. That's not Biff. That's Biff's ancestor.
Oh, okay. So he's only asking for Biff.
Yeah, how many times did Biff? And Biff is in capitals.
Okay, I got you now. Yeah, so it's just the one time.
Yeah. Yeah. So once, Sub Zed.
Tricky little question. Yeah. Tricky.
We didn't fall for your shit. But
yeah. Well, I did. So I was like, three.
Yeah. You guys said, how many times did the Tannens?
Right.
But yeah.
So, yeah. Any information, anything anyone has to say about replicants and Blade Runner, please, by all means. And like, another thing with that movie is it's always...
Subset is wrong.
He might be commenting to my three times, because I think there's a delay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's always nighttime, or it's not literally always nighttime. There's like a couple of scenes with the sun, but it's like the sun in darkness all around the sun.
So it's
so it might as well be fucking nighttime still.
So it's permanent eclipse?
Kinda. I mean, it's a very 1980s look to it. Hmm. When in situations like that, but for the most part, it's always nighttime. And one answer that I got is because they filmed it on the Warner Brothers back lots.
Mm-hmm.
So if they would have shown daylight, you would have been able to see the hills to the north and everything. But still, I would think that it being always dark out, or usually very dark out and constantly rainy, that there was some kind of you know, something about that world of, you know, something that happened for our futures to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess not. I don't know.
You never know. Huh. Fuck, I had a thing, and I lost it.
What was it?
Something about movies. I was thinking about
something. I've got a movie thing.
Okay. But...
Well, I finally went to see The Avengers last night.
Oh, dude.
Spoiler alerts. Captain America is awesome.
let's just skip the spoiler alerting and stuff. And you know those little preview things that they show at the beginning, the little clips? And they're recently doing a one where there's a bunch of bad actors reading sort of their favorite parts of scripts and stuff from movies.
Sure, yeah.
You know, he starts off talking about the T-Rex and Jurassic Park approaching, and then it switches sort of very smooth and like... But, and then they get to the one guy who's holding a shovel and dressed down in white because he's a tool, apparently. Mm. And he's talking about Gandalf in the Two Towers and coming up with the Riders of Rohan to ride down to save Helm's Deep. And I cannot believe that he says orcs rides down on the orc army. And I'm like, I've seen this twice in fairly quick succession.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Cabin in the Woods and then the Avengers. And both great movies, go see them, yay. But, and I seriously have like a angry twitch every single time. It's ridiculous. They're fucking Uruk-hai. There is a distinct difference.
Whoa. Okay, that happened. So, hey, people, if you can hear me.
Yep, I hear you, still.
I'm talking to people out there in the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, so people out there in the internet, if you can hear me. My internet is kind of shit in a bun, so it just dropped the call. And, yeah. Hopefully we're back. And, yes, Pudge, it was my fault.
Was that your fault? I think it was your fault, didn't it?
Yes, it was my fault. I dropped everyone, even Derek.
So I'm reading this here. Technoclaw's saying Philip K. Dick also wrote Total Recall?
Yep.
That kind of sucks. I mean, Total Recall is a good movie, but not the same type of movie at all as Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, Philip K. Dick also wrote this other one called A Scanner Darkly. I think. I think it was Philip K. Dick. And then he also did Screamers. Yeah, like kind of.
Screamers?
Yeah, Screamers. It's a Peter Weller movie. It's like he's on like some planets in the Civil War, and then someone developed like these robots that like go through the ground and like jump up and cut your throat out and shit. And they all just scream all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Sounds weird. Sounds like Tremors, but not.
Yeah, only worse.
Hmm.
Yeah, like it's really weird because like they develop like. How these things track is not through sound, it's through heartbeats. Like, they can sense your heartbeat. But then you put him with a special armband thing with, like, some, like, zero-generation iPod on it, and then all of a sudden your heartbeat's invisible to them.
Alright.
Yeah, it's really weird. And they made a really terrible sequel to it with Gina Gershon. No, not Gina Gershon, Gina Holden.
Oh, God, sequels always suck.
Oh, come on. I mean, Toy Story 2 was pretty good.
Oh, I mean, alright. I mean, some sequels are okay, but I mean, it's just fucking A, man. Stop wedging in a fucking sequel or a prequel and shit. I mean, just let a movie be, you know? I mean, like, we were just talking about that on the movies podcast.
Yeah, bro, just let it be, man.
Yeah, bro. Okay, so it was based on a short story by... Okay, because I was going to say, I mean, like, you know, maybe whatever story Philip K. Dick came up with, you know, that Total Recall is based on is probably, you know, they probably just took, you know, the idea of it and then made it action-packed.
Yeah, like, I'm guessing that it was just something up to the point. I'm guessing, like, the entire basis of it was that, like, so a guy wants to have, like, some fake memory thing, and then it goes wrong. I'm guessing that was the story.
Is that the name of it? We can remember it for you.
Wholesale, yeah.
He has the greatest names for fucking shit.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, and actually, the Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is actually his own comic book series now.
Nice. Yeah, like, the movie should have been named that. I mean, I know it was supposed to be named that before.
Yeah, that would have been a great name.
Yeah, it had a couple of different names, actually. At first it was going to be called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Then it was going to be Prometheus.
What's that?
Then it was going to be Prometheus.
Then it was going to be Prometheus, yeah. And then they're going to go with Alien Resurrection.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's just been trying to work that title into something for like the past like 20 years.
God damn it, man. I hate fucking IMDb.
But yeah, also, like, also another thing, like, did you know Soylent Green was based off a book?
What?
Soylent Green.
What's that?
It's a Charlton Heston movie where, like, it's, like, dystopic future, and it's just, like, homelessness and, like, hunger is ravaging everything, and people are just, like, dead bodies being, like, picked up and dumped, like, picked up in bulldozers and dumped into boxes somewhere, and the only real food anyone has is Soylent Green.
Hmm.
But then, spoiler alert, I guess, it turns out Soylent Green is made of the dead bodies that people are the government's picking up.
That sounds so familiar.
So, like, Charlton Heston's going around, like, it's made of people!
Oh, God, I could just imagine it.
Well, yeah, so, like, that whole thing was based off a book called, I think it's, like, Make Room, Everyone, Make Room. And yes, we know Prometheus is the name of the Greek god, actually. Tireclaw. It was a joke. You know, you see, that's why we need a rimshot button. So people can know when these jokes... People know when we're doing the jokes.
Ah, it's what, the internet. Everyone takes everything so literally. Yeah.
You guys are both talking at the same time, and I can hear... I can barely make out what you're saying, Pudge.
Well, I was making fun of the fact that you can't get sarcasm across properly.
Yeah. Especially in a chat. Dr. Horrible underscore Cabin of the Woods says, also water is wet. And he just kind of blew my mind.
Did he really?
Yeah, I always thought water was dry, man. My entire world has been flipped on its ear.
It happens, man.
Yeah. Oh, just one last thing about Anime North I wanted to mention. I just remembered. I saw some guy with a box for Cards Against Humanity, and I wanted to fucking play it. Cards Against Humanity is so good. So good. Yeah, it's like... Yeah. You guys know what Apples to Apples is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the more family-friendly version of the same game.
Yeah, like, Cards Against Humanity is like Apples to Apples, but for horrible, horrible, horrible people. Because, like, in Apples to Apples, you have, like, the subtext of the thing. Like, you have... Like, with Apples to Apples, you just, like, get a green card... Like, a red, green card or something, or red card. You put that down, and it has, like, a descriptor on it. And then you have your own hand, and then you have to choose a card from your hand, which you think best matches that descriptor, and then the winner is whoever the judge picks. And so, Cards Against Humanity, it has just a card of saying, a card of things, like either a question or a fill-in-the-blank. And then you have the rest of the cards, which range from hope to the boners of the elderly.
Boners of the elderly, okay.
Yes, like, there's this one that, like, I watch Giant Bomb play it all the time. Like, just the same thing over and over and over again, because it's fucking awesome. And there was one where it was like, what brought the orgy to a grinding halt? And I can't remember all of them, I can't remember all the cards that were given, but the first one was coughing into a vagina. then enormous Scandinavian women. One more, and physically overpowering your father. Yeah, so imagine that, but with about 100 or so more cards. And possibly more alcohol, because I cannot imagine anyone playing this and staying sober aside from myself because I don't drink. It would be so good, I want to fuck it so bad. So good. But yeah. So. Yeah.
Wow, this is kind of depressing. Although Philip K. Dick saw only the opening 20 minutes of footage prior to his death on March 2nd, 1982, he was extremely impressed. And has had been quoted by Paul Salmon as saying, "It was my own interior world. They caught it perfectly." Wow.
That guy,
impressive that he only got to see 20 minutes of it.
That guy died 10 years exactly before I was born. I was born March 2nd, 92. That's really creepy. So I share the same birthday with Dr. Seuss, and I share my birthday with the death day of Philip K. Dick. So, Tyra Claw.
Here's a fun fact. Here's a fun fact for you. Dustin Hoffman was the original choice to play Deckard.
Yeah, so Tyra Claw says, anyone see Men in Black 3 this weekend? Apparently it has beaten Avengers for the number one spot with 55 million and the Avengers raking in 36,987,000 number two. Yeah, I read that. I'm pretty sure that's in Russia. Or something, I don't know.
Men in Black's not getting a bad score in Rotten Tomatoes. It's getting like a 68%, I think, right now.
Yeah, I mean, this... I'm not sure how to feel about that movie, because I really like the first one. The second one isn't terrible. But...
I had never seen the second one.
Yeah, and Dr. Horrible Elements for Cabin in the Woods says, see, this is why people can't have nice things now.
I'm gonna be going to see a Men in Black 3 probably tomorrow.
I'm currently in the process of getting Men in Black 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is my mom's birthday, and she wants to go to the movies. So, we're gonna see whatever she wants. I don't care, but she would say something about seeing Men in Black 3, and I'm like, oh god.
Oh no. Oh man.
She's gonna like take you to see the Lucky One or something.
Oh god. I feel so sorry for you, bro.
Zac Efron is so dreamy.
Yeah. Is that his dreams of giving him a gum job?
I'm not exactly sure what Pudge was saying because it's hard to understand him. But what were you saying about a gum job?
It's something old people do. They take out their dentures and go to town.
I know, Tiger Claw, that's what I'm saying. Having a 68 on Rotten Tomatoes is a lot higher than I expected for that movie. Yeah. Especially with all the script problems they were having with it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah, I can't really articulate my thoughts on this movie right now, because I'm kind of going off like 4 hours of sleep.
I don't know. I mean, it's... I've only seen the first Men in Black, and it was okay for what it was.
I really enjoyed it. But one thing I wanted to get into is like the actual Men in Black comic that it's based on. Because Men in Black is based off a comic. But it's weird.
Is it, or is, I thought it was just based on the theory of that there are Men in Black.
Well, there was a comic book called Men in Black.
Okay.
And it might be based off that, it might just be like what you said, and so was the comic, but... Like, the comic actually sounds a lot more interesting because they're not just dealing with aliens, they're dealing with anything supernatural. They're kind of like if the Ghostbusters had more money and dealt with more than ghosts.
Okay.
Wow. What was that noise?
I don't know. Sarnar?
Someone tapped our line.
Men in Black tapping our line. Shut up, they're talking about them.
Damn it, they're coming for me.
Stop saying buzzwords.
Jax? Jax? That's pretty good. Yeah, it's... Yeah. But apparently there's a new... Apparently there's like a new, what is it? Like Men in Black game out now called Men in Black Alien Crisis. And it's the weirdest thing. Like, it's a light gun shooter.
Like, what is...
The new Men in Black video game that's been released to coincide with the movie. It's a light gun game. It supports the Cabela's gun. Because that shit was put out by Activision.
It's kind of stupid to make a video game based on that because the guns are so powerful. Like,
in that entire game, it's really weird because like he. So you're playing as this guy who isn't even really an agent. His name was like Peter Delacroix, who's like a thief or something. And so you go steal a book or something from in a cutscene. By the way, the game looks like it came out on like the PS2, but like early PS2 game, so it would look really terrible. But yeah. So you go get the book to this guy, but the book's, you know, glowing and shit. You know, you don't question that. And then he has, like, a bunch of bodyguards behind him. Well, two bodyguards behind him with space guns. And then all of a sudden, there are like seven more of them, and they all start shooting at each other, and then you get one, and then every single shot you do is just one hit kill.
Right.
Until you get to the boss fight.
I want to ask this to the chat room. That's it. Not to change the subject, but
no, go ahead, dude.
While I'm thinking about it, how does everyone feel about a sequel to Green Lantern, but with Will Smith playing as Jon Stewart? Huh?
Oh God, that'd be. If there was a scene where Will Smith shot Ryan Reynolds in the face, because you know that's what.
Fuck off! I love Ryan Reynolds.
No, he's making good stuff, but I really hate this Green Lantern.
As much as I thought he would make a good Green Lantern, I felt like he didn't do a great job with it, but I want to say it was more the director's fault, maybe.
It was everyone's fault. It was Warner Brothers for...
Did you guys watch that for Terrible Movie Month?
No, actually we didn't.
No, because yeah, it's not terrible.
That is a bad movie. But,
no, it's not.
Yeah, I think the newest movie we did was Spider-Man 3?
Yeah. Because Catwoman was a good couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2004? Yeah, so we did Spider-Man 3, which was, yeah.
That came out like 2008, I think.
Yeah, like 2008 or 2009 or something? Then we had
something like that.
We had Catwoman, which was before that. Then we had...
Batman and Robin, which is like...
That was like 90s or something? Or like...
It was either late 90s, I think.
It was either very late 90s or very early 2000s.
I want to say it was like 96 or 98, somewhere in there. Yeah.
And then we had...
The first one was in 89.
Yeah. And then we had Superman 4, which was 1980-something. I think.
That's hard to say. 87? I think that was like 84... 87, maybe? 87 sounds about right. 86, 87, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so, at Tireclaw says, Will Smith as Jon Stewart Green Lantern. Aw, hell nah. Fires up his ring and punches some dude.
I don't...
Okay.
So he doesn't like Will Smith as Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Who else could you get?
And, well, Kaijido said... I would only want to see Will Smith as Green Lantern if he makes a cool rap song to go with the movie.
Oh God, and he would though. I mean, I don't know about it being good, but he'd make one.
He did a rap for what was it? Men in Black.
He
actually
did one for the Wild Wild West.
He did one for Men in Black.
Yeah.
He did one for the Fresh Prince. And so.
Shadow. I don't know. I think Denzel would make a good Jon Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Who? Denzel Washington.
He's old, though.
Yeah, but Harrison Ford's fucking 60, and he's still doing shit. Harrison Ford's a Guy Gardner.
But he's not good at anything he does now.
Yeah. Keith David as Green Lantern.
Ha ha ha, come on. That's just silly, though.
Carl Weathers.
Who's Carl Weathers?
Rocky 3? Apollo Creed?
Oh, God, Apollo Creed, yeah. He was also in Predator.
Yes, Dylan.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. And Tireclaw, Will Smith...
He hasn't done a song for Men in Black 3 yet. He's probably working on it.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, because of all the script issues he was having, he didn't have time to actually sit down and write a proper rap for it.
Yeah, he's too busy remembering his lines from day to day when they're writing a page.
Did he do a rap for Hancock?
I'm gonna say yes.
Did he do a rap for The Pursuit of Happiness for 7 pounds?
I'm gonna say yes.
Kaijido says Chris Rock.
There we go, Chris Rock.
Just kind of say the N-word and then punch someone in the face.
Now you see he's gonna have to talk like this.
Yeah.
Say the N-word.
Then get Joe Pesci in there as Kyle Rayner. And have them play off each other.
You mean like they did in Lethal Weapon 4?
Because I get that old time phone, gotta go. 3, 4, 5. Oh, screwed up, gotta start again.
What the fuck? I think it was just last week that you were bringing up fucking shit from the Lethal Weapon movie.
Yeah, I don't know why! It's stuck in my head. I don't know why. Yes. So, Sub-Zed says Keith David is too old, and Tiger Claw says a Sub-Zed, but he's still a badass. I mean, come on, he's Captain Anderson.
He's a badass, sure. I mean, but nothing's ever going to be like the fight that he had with Roddy Piper in They Live. Nothing tops that. Unless you get Roddy Piper in there. Oh,
Roddy Piper is Guy Gardner.
He could be... Roddy Piper could be like someone from the Yellow Lanterns.
He doesn't exactly seem like the guy who would be striking fear into the hearts of those before him.
Oh, but he would.
Maybe like a Red Lantern?
I don't know. Which ones are the ones that make fun of people as a way to irritate them?
The Joker?
There you go. The Joker Lantern. With a kilt.
If the Joker creates his own power rings. And just spreads them to the world.
There you go. Perfect.
They're powered by the blood of children and confetti. Yeah, but what would the rhyme be for that one? Because all lantern corns have to have a rhyme. Like they hold up their ring to the lantern and they say some rhyming scheme, which is like very rudimentary, and then they get the power level up.
Wait. There's not a rhyme for the Green Lantern one, is there?
In brightest day and blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evils might be where my power Green Lantern's light.
I guess it's kind of rhymey. Just a little thin.
How more rhymey could you get?
Yes!
It's not...
In brightest... Yeah. Brightest day... So, night...
It's not like, in brightest day! Hey! The darkest night will make it bright! It's nothing like that. I mean, it's just like...
So you want them to really bad... So you think that when I said rhyme, they're going to really badly rap at them?
I'm just saying, at least the one they have is a lot more poetic about it with the rhyming that it does.
Yeah,
it's like, not like Jay-Z got up there and fucking wrote
it. I didn't say they were spitting rhyme. It's like, I got 99 problems, but my power level low 8-1. And then someone like records while he's saying that and just auto-tunes it for the internet.
They'll just auto-tune it, yeah.
Yeah. It's, Fuck. Yeah, like, I've been reading a lot of, like, the New Guardian stuff with New 52, and I just saw, like, the Blue Lanterns, I just saw them doing their power-up sequence, and I can't remember their rhyme, but at no point did they say Blue Lantern.
Yeah, the Red Lanterns.
Yeah, I know. Like, I think the Green Lanterns are the only ones that actually say their own name in their charging sequence.
Well, I mean, it wasn't until the Blackest Night comics that they came up with all the other ones, right?
No, that happened back a bit before Blackest Night in the whole Rebirth sequence.
Okay, but then I mean. Still, that happened long after the Green Lantern was around, right?
Oh yeah, like the second Green Lantern, like it was probably like 20 or 30 years after that Green Lantern got made.
I think Keith David would have been a better Spawn than Michael J. White.
Yeah, Michael J. White. Yeah, but Michael J. White was pretty good as a Jax in the whole Mortal Kombat thing on YouTube.
He's also pretty good in Black Dynamite.
Yes! Fucking Black Dynamite.
Which, apparently there's a sequel to that now.
Oh.
Or they're working on a sequel to it.
What, Black Dynamite's Revenge?
I don't know. I've never watched the whole movie. So
It's so good.
I tried watching it. I tried getting into it. I know it's kind of like it kind of makes fun of the old exploitation movies.
Oh, it definitely makes fun of the exploitation movies, but it like doesn't make fun of it by like actually just openly mocking it. It just kind of does what actually happens in those movies.
Yeah, like, it doesn't. It's not like another teen movie version of black exploitation movies.
Yeah, like some guy is just like some lady's like smoking a cigarette, but it's not even lit. And when they go to do like a dramatic zoom up, they move the camera up a bit too much, so you can see the boom in the shot. And they move the camera down, but they move the camera down, but you can still see the boom.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Oh, he was in the Universal Soldier: The Return, wasn't he? I thought that was Universal Soldier 2, though.
Is
what it was called.
Universal Soldier 2: The Return.
But I think there was another Universal Soldier 2.
There was. I remember seeing Universal Soldier, but I remember seeing a bunch of Universal Soldier stuff, but it wasn't the Return or just Universal Soldier. It was Universal Soldier something.
Yeah, the first was the only one that I cared about. I mean, they went to like a couple of different ones at some point.
Yeah, it's...
And even the first one kind of gets bit by that early 90s, late 80s action kind of stupid shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's decent, but...
Fun fact, Universal Soldier based on Philip K. Dick story.
Is it really?
No.
You're lying.
I'm lying about lying.
You can't say fun facts if it's not a fact. That just throws everyone off. Fun fact, Prometheus is actually a Terminator prequel.
Yeah, the Terminator is the one piloting the derelict ship.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Skynet
was
online.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. It's like facehuggers, like the entire like Xenomorph race was just created so the Skynet could watch shit fuck after it killed all the humans.
It was like the Terminator's porn.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It was their porn, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think it looks like why do you think the facehugger looks like a vagina stapled to a spider?
Exactly.
And Derek H., John Stewart would never say, oh, hell no.
I'm sure he means if it was Will Smith playing it, he probably would.
Like John Stewart, the actual guy. Like, the character, he was a hardened military guy, you know. The fact that he was black was just kind of incidental to his role. Like, he wasn't the black guy. He was just a Green Lantern. Oh, yeah, he's black.
See, now, like, Green Lantern is a perfect example. I know we've had discussion before about how I feel about, like, them making Spider-Man black.
Mm-hmm.
But John Stewart is a perfect example. They wanted to make a black Green Lantern. They just made a new character that now has a Green Lantern ring.
Yeah.
And he's black. And there you go.
And the old Green Lantern's still around.
Yeah. Doing whatever...
Doing ring,
sarcastic comics.
Doing ring shit.
Yeah, making baseballs.
Yeah, I think there are four human Green Lanterns right now.
Is there really? I know there's three.
There's so Hal Jordan, Kal Rayner, John Stewart, and Guy Gardner, who is the one who has the red bowl cut.
Guy Gardner.
Yep.
Wait, is he the big bulky one?
He's the ginger one. That's all I really know about him. At one point, he turned into a Red Lantern.
Which one is the one that's the artist?
Kyle Rayner.
Okay, that's Kyle Rayner. Okay, I was getting those mixed up then.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle Rayner is the one who... He was like an art student, and then... After Hal went crazy and like absorbed Parallax, then Ganthet took the last ring down to Kyle Rayner. He's like, here, take this ring. And then it had Guy Gardner and then John Stewart, I think. John Stewart's the most recent one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, something okay. Like that.
Yes. Yeah, it's weird.
Wait a minute, hold on. Is Sub-Zero saying that Universal Soldier is the last movie that where Van Damme didn't look fucking depressing?
I think so.
He's
also saying that throughout.
That's a long time ago.
He's also saying that throughout the entirety of Regeneration, he looks sedated.
I'm telling you, man, Van Damme. He. I don't know if you guys ever seen. I think it's JCVD.
JCVD. No, I have not seen that. I've heard about it.
I've never seen the whole thing, but I watched like the first half of it, and he's actually pretty good in that movie.
I might see it at some point. But actually, fun fact, and this is actually true, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I don't self-respect.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is a playable card in Cards Against Humanity.
Really?
Yep.
How's that?
Meaning that, like, if someone pulls up, like, I think the one that pulls, like the Scandinavian government has declared that Jean-Claude Van Damme is a basic human right.
All right.
Yeah, it's like Scandinavian government has said that blank is now acts to blank as a basic human right, and one person played the card Jean-Claude Van Damme. See, that's why I want this fucking game.
What are these guys talking about? What season are they talking about?
I think Green Lantern animated series. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, JCVD. Yeah, he plays as himself. It's kind of interesting because it's kind of meta in a way because he's like playing it as himself, but in a movie.
Huh.
Like, he's actually like, I think he's in a post office that's being hijacked, and he's telling the police that he's the one doing it, even though he's just one of the victims, and he's just trying to keep everyone safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like long and drawn out like that. Or I only see the first like half of the movie, so that's all that really was happening when I was watching it. But yeah, he was pretty good at that. He showed that he knows how to do some good acting, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think he's in Expendables 2 now.
Probably. I mean, who isn't at this point?
Well, fun fact. Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal both were asked by Sylvester Stallone to be in the first movie, and they both turned it down because they're crazy.
I can't tell if that's real or not.
No, that's real.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know Seagal is not in the second one, but I believe Van Damme is in the second one. But they were both asked to do the first one, and I believe Stallone actually said during an interview or something like Comic-Con type thing or something, why they turned it down. He said some people like to be insane or something like that. Which is like, yeah, why would you turn down money?
Yeah, because they probably got him because they probably like the mailman like read the last name wrong and accidentally delivered it to Steven Seagal when he's supposed to deliver it to Jason Segel.
Yeah, Jason Segel got an invite for Expendables.
Yeah.
And then Steven Seagal was like, I'm not going to be in the Muppets. Fuck that.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude, but I never wrote any goddamn Muppet movie. And then he breaks the guy's arm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, somebody, there was actually a video, I think I saw it on screen. Someone did like a supercut of someone like showing every single bone that Skull's ever broken in a movie. But not counting like multiple bone breaks and like if you break someone's arm, you could potentially break two bones. They just count that as one.
Okay.
So I guess every extremity that was broken, every time you heard a, like every time you heard someone crack a piece of celery right next to the microphone.
Okay. Yeah, he's saying that Derek says that he thinks that Stallone said Jean-Claude turned it down because the part was too small. Mm-hmm. And Seagal turned it on because he was saying that. Okay, that might be possible.
Does Jean-Claude Van Damme have his own style of karate?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Because I know Steven Seagal does.
It's called the splits.
Yeah.
I don't think so, because like the thing that I was always told when I was a kid, mm-hmm, was Van Damme learned martial arts mainly for movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like different techniques and stuff like that. Where Steven Seagal actually learned this stuff because that's what he was into.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true any of that is, but that's what I was told as a kid. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Steven Seagal has his own...
He does.
It's karate called, or whatever.
He does.
Martial arts.
It's called Seagalian Karate.
Yeah. It sounds ridiculous.
It was featured in the movie Double Dragon. Because the guy that got... Because Boa Bobo, apparently, is a master of Seagalian karate.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that makes sense.
Well, if it's a Double Dragon, my God. Don't ever show that off to anyone again.
Yeah. Coming soon, Double Dragon Month. We're gonna watch Double Dragon 4 weeks in a row.
Oh, fuck you, man. Fun fact, Steven Seagal is the most legit of all the action stars. Yeah, that's what I was basically always told when I was a kid with these guys.
Yeah, so, Kuxasen says, Seagal knows his corpulent ass can't hold up taut. He likes of Jet Li and Chuck Norris. Apparently, apparently Seagal lurked Aikido, learned it, and taught it. So he lurked it, then learned it, then taught it.
Hmm.
Like, I'm lurking at Aikido.
Wait, so are we bringing Chuck Norris into this too? Like when Derek says Steven Seagal is the most legit, we're not also talking about Chuck Norris, right? Because Chuck Norris is Chuck Norris. He created karate and jiu-jitsu and everything. I mean, well, let's be serious. I mean, Chuck Norris roundhouse the world alive.
Okay, so
he's the one that started us spinning on the axes.
Because Derek says that apparently Steven Seagal is the only American to ever open an Aikido dojo in Japan, and so Hakasen says a response to that. So if I open a Mongolian barbecue in Japan, right, would you idol worship me too? Well, how would you get? No, that's a different country. Fuck. It's gonna make a wall of jokes.
Seagal could beat Norris. I don't know. What are we talking about? In their prime? Or are we talking about now where Steven Seagal's a fat fuck and Chuck Norris is just old?
And Chuck Norris is gone. Like, I haven't seen or heard anything about him ever. Like, last thing I saw him in was Dodgeball and then nothing.
Who?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris was in Dodgeball.
Yeah, he was one of the guest judges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Deciding
okay,
judge.
Yeah.
Is one of the funniest lines in the movie.
Well, Chuck Norris is going to be in Expendables 2.
Fuck, he is. I should have known. It's anytime anyone names a movie actor, like an action actor now, I'm just going to assume they're going to be in Expendables 2.
Well, I guess the whole situation with Chuck Norris being in the second Expendables is at first, he turned it down because they wanted to make it rated R. And he said he only does PG or PG-13 movies now. But then I guess he changed his mind, being that, like, well, I used to make R-rated movies or something like that. I just won't let my kids watch it. Or he made a deal with Stallone to let him be in on the recutting of a version of it to make it PG-13 to show to his kids or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So Chuck Norris is going to be in a rated R movie again.
Yay! I hope he dies. It's like someone just comes up and shoots him. In the beard.
Chuck Norris is overrated because he's overall better. Just overrated. He is overrated because he's overrated.
So Derek says...
Trying to turn that into...
So Derek says Chuck Norris only got popular because white people wanted a white guy to cheer for. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's true.
Much it.
I guess so.
Yeah. White people...
Well, at the time, we only had Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And Bruce Lee was before his time, because Bruce Lee had such a hard time getting any kind of movies he wanted made. But then you look at, like, the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, with, like, all the Romeo Must Die movies and all those other Jet Li, Jackie Chan movies. If those are the type of movies, I believe, that Bruce Lee wanted to make back in the... what, late 60s, early 70s, and Hollywood just wasn't having any part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Dr. Horrible underscore Cabin in the Woods in the chat posted a video link to The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny. So
what?
I get The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny. It's a video for this song, it was done by this group called Lemon Demon, where they just kind of like sing a showdown between every mainstream celebrity and star ever. Like, they had Optimus Prime, Chuck Norris, Batman, Indiana Jones, Mr. Rogers, Shaq, Jackie Chan, Jesse Carter, Abraham Lincoln. Also had Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight. I memorized that whole fucking thing. Yeah. So, Pudge, talk.
What? Why? Why should I talk? You guys were doing perfectly fine without me.
Yeah, but then I ran out of stuff to say.
Well, don't think that I have anything to say.
Wow. That dropped off fast. We still have another half hour to fill.
We killed an hour. We're doing all right.
Yeah. So, people in the chat.
This is a video for you guys to watch.
There's people in the chat.
God damn it! Oh, yeah. Never mind. I thought someone else popped it up too. No, I was going to be pissed.
Pixelbot, dude.
It was Pixelbot.
Yeah. So, people in the chat, if you have any questions not relating to manure, please let us know.
Now, I want to talk about more shit. Let's talk about how Mad Dog Tannen actually had shit in his mouth that he was spitting out.
Yeah. Manure back then was very green.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you look at the manure from 1955 and 1885, like, manure in 1955 is very brown, you know, actually looks like shit. Meanwhile, the manure in 1885, it looks like someone just kind of rolled up a ball of grass.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just all broke, a lot clumpier.
Yeah.
Why are we having this conversation? I said I want to talk more about shit, and I wasn't being serious. Yeah.
I wonder if, like, so someone asked above, like, practical application for shit. I'm just wondering, if you took that manure and rubbed it on a wall, could you make a green screen out of it? Think about it.
Maybe. It would be pretty terrible.
Well, only if you had a sense of smell.
No, I mean, the green screen would be pretty terrible because it needs to be one uniform shade.
Ah, yeah, right.
For it to work.
Yeah, right.
So you'd have like little needles of your desired screen coming through.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be real choppy. But hey, man, a green screen in 1885. You know, it's like go back in time with like a Canon or something. It's like with a Canon camera and a laptop with some really crappy video editing software on it. Then just go. And you have the first green screen ever shot in 1885. Make history.
Well, there you go. Well, first you need to make a time machine, though.
Yeah.
Frankly, the time machine would be a much better accomplishment.
Yeah, actually, what time machine... Like, this was, So, on Escape, there's a show I watch, No Right Answer, where they do, like, just nerd debates and shit. And so, one they did was the best time machine. So what do you think? So what do you think the best time machine is?
TARDIS.
Yeah, they argued that. Like, it was the argument started out as the TARDIS and the phone booth from Bill and Ted. And then the DeLorean got in, and then the thing from Primer, which is like a weird phone, which is like a weird little box, like cardboard box, you have to sit in for a day to go back in time. And then there was one other one that I can't remember. I think...
But it's the TARDIS. It doesn't matter. It's the TARDIS. It has a swimming pool. It wins.
Yeah. Yeah, like his argument thing... The guy who was arguing against it was saying that, like, the TARDIS is very unreliable in where you want it to go.
He doesn't know his Doctor Who, then.
Yeah, and it also but is... And also,
it
like,
brings you where... It brings... the Doctor where he needs to be, not where he wants to be, necessarily.
And also, like, apparently it's really complicated to control, because, yeah, I still have no idea how to work it. Like, I've seen, like, dozens of episodes, dozens of times, but I still have no idea how the fuck to work it. Like,
it's supposed to be piloted by 6 people.
They got, like, a turn a thing, and then pump a thing, then hit something with a hammer, and then there's an alarm clock, and you have, like, a screen that can somehow tell you're pregnant, and also see the fabric of reality.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be piloted by 6 Time Lords.
Yeah, one guy with a hammer.
Even like you isn't gonna understand it.
So one guy with a hammer can pilot it?
One Time Lord. Yes.
So if I had a second heart, I'd be good?
That's not all a Time Lord is. Not just the second heart. It's
yeah, no, it's the brain and
the culture.
And the fly and the time vortex and what have you.
Yeah, basically.
So Kaijuda says the TARDIS is a living being. That's why.
And it is. Yeah. And they showed that in that one episode.
Yes.
Get the name of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good episode. Yeah. Kaiju also says, Tashi goes where she needs him to go. She.
Yes. See? Like what I said.
Yep.
It brings him to where he needs to be, not necessarily where he wants to be, though sometimes they overlap.
Well then, that is not a very good relationship. The doctor is pussy whipped by a phone booth. Yeah.
It's all of space and time sort of concentrated into a machine.
Yep.
I think it's allowed to be kind of powerful.
Yeah. The Shocks are back.
Yeah.
Also very quiet.
I wonder.
Is that better?
Yep.
And this mic is crazy. Like, just a little ways down, and it's like weird. Okay. I don't. What was I gonna say? Oh, so everyone listening, I played Max Payne 3. I wrote a review of it. You can go to deathlordprize.com and read it right now.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Leave comments. Tell me what you think.
You'll be able to hear more about it on Tuesday in the Video Games Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray for shameless self-promotion.
Yeah. Hey, we're here. You know, and we could be here in better quality if you go to deathstoreprize.com/Indiegogo and contribute to the Indiegogo Fund.
Where's Weird Nate at?
I don't know. He's not in the chat.
I don't think he's here.
No, he's not.
I talked to him earlier for a few minutes on Skype.
Yeah, he keeps messaging me.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. It's kind of annoying. Like, he's great with the advice, and I like the advice. It's just, yeah.
What kind of advice has he been giving you?
Like, just telling us how to run the fund.
And right.
It's pretty much it, just saying how to do stuff that I kind of can guess through, like, logic and shit. I don't know. Something.
You can guess through logic, but you haven't been doing?
Yeah, because I'm lazy. You know this.
Yeah.
You're an editor, now you do it.
Yeah, you are the wrong person to do anything, because of how lazy you are.
Right, that's why we have a site that I spent hours and hours and hours redesigning and shit.
Right, yeah, okay.
That's why we have forums that put together. Fuck it, I don't care, we're not talking about this now. This will get into a thing, and
we're not having this conversation.
Yeah. This will get into a
not
thing.
Not in front of the kids.
Yes, this will get into a thing that everyone will hate us. Then one day, we'll come home and one of the kids will like die on like overdosed on drugs and it'll be terrible.
One of the kids?
Yeah, Kaiju, I'm looking at you.
No, yeah,
we're,
not
gonna,
him.
Yeah, we're gonna come home one day and he's gonna be like up on the bed, like his tongue like hanging out of his mouth, his foaming, his eyes like roll back into his head, needle still in his arm. Just occasionally he's just twitching, like having a weird little death spasm.
So some parents while the kid's away at school, a set of parents decide to go through their son's room, you know, to see if he's hiding anything from them. And as they're searching under the bed, they find a S&M magazine. And the mother kind of starts panicking, like, oh my god, what are we going to do about this? We got to do something, what can we do? And the dad kind of shrugs and says, well, we can't spank him.
Well, it depends on what he is, really.
Yeah, is he a sadist or a masochist?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yes. Masochists like being hurt, sadists like hurting.
I can ruin everything. It's amazing to me. Yes, I know, because that's what I do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, but this time I was the one who did it. It was Pudge. I just helped. Yeah.
That was a smooth separation from fault there, dead man. That was totally believable.
Yeah, so people in the chat, if you're not OD on drugs and have shit you want to talk about, then please send us a link to that shit. And shit and shit and stuff. I don't know. Tired.
Yeah. Everything. Well, I just spent 8 hours in the car today.
Hmm.
Just 8 hours sitting.
Yeah.
With my parents.
Okay, so well, Derek says the oldgames.com Kickstarter is a good topic. Go to oldgames.com/Kickstarter to find out more.
Way to kill the topic before it even started.
Well, it's like, it's like, yeah, they're going to have a Kickstarter. You donate money and like, contribute money, I mean, and help make the network better. So you can start having more shows. Like this one.
And better shows. And
like this one.
Wait, no, not better shows. We don't want to be cut.
Yes. The shows will be of equal or lesser value to us. Since we are pretty much the short straw on here. And Sub-Zed, send us a link to www.ratemypoo.com. Discuss and... Okay, I'm gonna check this out. Okay, I gotta post a link in the post for this, but... Okay, it's literally just a picture of a piece of shit with numbers 1 to 10 on it.
I figured that's probably what it was.
I'm gonna give that one a 4. Oh god!
That's a 10.
No, that one is. Oh god, I can't even. Like, I saw that in a horror movie once. I'm pretty sure that guy shit out one of the graboid tongues from Tremors. It's terrifying.
Oh, God.
See? Do you see? What the fuck, Sub-Zed?
Well,
what are you doing on that site? You're too young for this. Or too old. I don't know. I don't know really how old you are.
Well, no, that would be creepy.
What?
But anyway, sort of spoilery thing. I don't know why I didn't realize it before going to the Avengers. I knew it was Joss Whedon and everything.
Yep.
But I really don't... Well, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it. It's not going to be too bad. A beloved character dies.
Oh, yes.
It's a franchise.
We talked about this on the End Movies podcast.
Yeah, it's Joss Whedon. I don't know why I didn't see it coming before. It's not so much a matter of if, it's a matter of who with him.
Yeah. And on the
kill somebody.
And on the shit topic, Sub-Zed says monstered. Would be better without the R in it, so just monstered.
Maybe it was just a typo.
Yeah.
Maybe he just meant with monstered.
Yeah. That went downhill fast.
So. Yeah. So I am in lovely Kirkland Lake right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's forest fires.
Oh, probably, not so much. Probably started by fans of this. Probably started by fans of the show who want you back. They just haven't got a chance to give their demands yet.
Yeah.
They just set all the fires to get people scared, and it's like, it's like, hack the TV station, so it's like, welcome, like, everyone, if you do not get a bunch of trauma back in the AnythingCast on allgames.com, then I will burn this, and I will burn your city to the ground. it's like the weird Max, it's like, he puts on a Max Headroom mask.
Oh, God. don't remind me of Max Headroom.
So, hey, Max Headroom, let's talk about him. Let's talk about the Max Headroom television hack.
Yeah.
Because that...
Terrifying, most traumatizing part of my childhood.
Yeah, that was
really... My childhood was pretty traumatizing.
It was really weird. I don't even.
So, yeah.
People in the chat, have you seen the Max Headroom TV hack?
Look it up. And then not sleep for a week. Because he will come for you.
So, Sub-Zed says, discuss the Heath benefit of colonic health. okay, having a very Heath colon is very good for you. My colon is very un-Heath right now, so all my shits feel like pain.
Too much cheese.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Not enough fiber.
Trying to cut back on the pizza, which I just finished eating one right now. Okay, so what's that, Jax, and why aren't you talking to us?
Back tonight, he was Moon. For, I think it was McDonald's.
Hmm. Okay, I don't...
He played piano.
Yeah.
Let's take a look-see.
Riveting, riveting content for this audio-only podcast.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah, so... Swamin North was awesome.
I saw disappointed by that, Jax. I expected more of you.
Oh, yeah. I just remember something we could talk about for a little bit. Probably not much, but still. We have made our final pick for movies for summer month.
Ooh.
Yes, we are now all wrapped up in a neat little bow, the entire schedule for summer month. And should be... Should I talk about it here, or wait until the 1st of June to post it?
The last one is Independence Day. It was come up by the only person that comes to our website.
Yes, by...
No thanks to anyone here that we asked them and no one answered.
Yeah, we asked them and then the weird Nate started telling us how to run our Indiegogo. Yeah. I bet like next time we ask these guys for like a topic for like a theme for our anything month, some guy will come on and start telling us how to run the website.
Probably couldn't have hurt.
Hey, we're a thing. We have this. Yeah. So Dr. Horrible _ Cabin in the Woods says he thinks his Kickstarter for world domination will do better.
I guess it depends on how you're going to dominate the world. Are you going to do a Hitler style? Because I think that's kind of still not cool.
Yeah. You know, people are still kind of on genocide.
Yeah.
And it's been done.
Yeah. Or are you going
to
do
it? To death. No pun intended.
But it worked. I mean, it was working for a while there, so.
Yeah, but then, you know, people invaded the beaches and then he took a pill.
He went to sleep.
Yeah. The very, very deep sleep. But yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how would you dominate the world with Kickstarter? Would you just like, hey, I'm developing this new chip that you put into your brain that lets you access the internet and let me control you. I mean, nothing else. And I just start putting that in everyone's heads, and all of a sudden it turns into, like, Syndicate Wars.
I wonder if I should make up a Kickstarter to fund me for running for president. In 2016.
Huh.
Maybe you should.
Not a bad idea.
Then use money for the site. Please. You need money.
No, I would have run for president, and then I would be president of the world.
God damn it. We got Bobby running for mayor, you running for president.
You could run for state congress or something, or state senator.
Oh, no, he can't. He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
One.
We don't have states.
Whatever you have. Whatever
your, running one of yours.
Your equivalent to a state representative would be.
And plus, I don't care. Like, I
don't think they're good pensions.
I don't vote. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, did you hear... well, for the uninformed, i.e. everybody who isn't in Canada, the... The last election was a bit of a flip around. I know this is starting very boring, but it'll get exciting. But basically, what happened was, there's one MP, which is member of parliament, who spent like half of her campaign in Vegas.
Vegas, baby? Vote for me.
She's like a college student, and she had this booked for like months, even before the election, and she spent like half of the campaign, half of the election in Vegas celebrating, and she won her riding. So she's like set for life.
Yeah.
Literally, like, they get like, they're, she serves one term basically, and she gets like $100,000 a year pension.
Hmm.
For the rest of her life.
Wow, dude. That is insane. That is really. Yeah.
So, motivation to be a member of parliament in Canada.
Yeah, but then I have to do stuff and wear a suit.
Oh no, what?
Or go to Vegas. And it's too loud, it's too bright in Vegas. You got the lights and the noise and everyone smells like misery.
No, everyone smells like sex.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll go. The two to be the same thing.
Maybe I'll go to Vegas.
Fun fact, in Vegas, you can drink your beer from while walking from one casino to the next.
Hmm.
That's cool, because normally you'd be arrested.
Yeah. So Pixelbot says, wait, that chunk, it's an abusive. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
both you and I were talking about this, actually, when we were in the hotel, like, Pixelbot is really weird, because sometimes it'll be, like, it'll do just do bot stuff, other times it'll just actually talk to us. Yeah, and
usually, someone's controlling it when it's talking.
Yeah, so.
It's a bot.
Hmm. Yeah, so I just think that it's the Cleverbot thing.
It's a what?
It's Cleverbot. It's
Cleverbot?
This clever. Is this program?
Cleverbot.
It's like you just go to this website and then you just like have a little chat thing with a robot. It's like. You say like
Is this the, when you're feeling lonely, you can talk to it and feel like a person's talking to you?
No, not really.
Well, no, it's sort of in messaging. You can't actually speak or anything, but it's typing back and forth.
Yeah, you say like.
I like the bots that send you friend invites on like Yahoo Instant Messenger, because then they're always like, "Hey, how's it going?" And, like, at first, because I'm always tricked by it, because they used to be there just spread away and be like, let me show you my tits. But now it's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, who's this? And then they started with all the bullshit. So after that is when I start, like, I just type in random fucking letters. It's like, oh, yeah, it's funny, that's funny.
Yes, that is a humorous joke.
Yeah, it's just so stupid shit. They're like, I just keep doing that over and over again. And then, you know, finally get to the point where, like, you want to see my pictures? Come here.
Yeah, I get, like, 5 of those emails a day.
Okay, now I'm hearing that.
Why does Punchtron sound like he's now in a swimming pool?
I don't think that's on my end, guys.
It's not on my end.
Okay, so
it's Derek. Fucking Derek. Because, yeah, all the noises I've been hearing, it's been Derek. I'm not crazy. Well, we're not that crazy.
I think you are crazy. I think it is you, and it's not Derek.
Yeah, it'll come across in the recording.
Nope. There's nothing going to be there, because there's nothing there.
So wait, then I'm not actually podcasting right now?
Nope.
You're not real?
Nope.
I'm Cleverbot. Everything I know is a lie.
I'm Cleverbot. How are you today? Huh?
I'll hail Hypnotoad. You're not Cleverbot. Cleverbot would know how to respond to that.
Why is Cleverbot being creepy right off the bat? I said, hey, where are you? What? That's your response to hey is where
it's
are you?
Like, hey, I can. It's like, hey, how's it going? I know where you live. And then just, and it's like, oh, really? I just put your address into the actual chat thing. It's like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. Yeah, that's... Yeah, fuck. I'm eating pizza right
What's
now.
What's the use of this?
Nothing. It's just to talk and do bullshit when you're bored. For making memes.
I think Clarma just fucking hung up on me.
You were that uninteresting.
That is the most depressing thing ever.
Yeah.
All right, so I say, I'm like, hey, shit, it won't show the whole thing. That sucks. Ask me where I was. I said, home. I said, what are you doing? I said, live podcast. I said, so long. I said, leaving? And it said, yes.
Yeah, it realized it had more important things to do than hang out with someone who was live podcasting. You know, like it had to go reboot its servers or like defrag its hard drive or something.
I asked why it was leaving, and it said because tacos are never pessimistic.
What? Because tacos are never pessimistic?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Gotta love the internet. Okay, so since it takes about 3 minutes to sign out, I guess it's gonna do it for this week. Hopefully. As always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the website at Death Store Prods. You can follow myself at Deadman_DDProds. And you can follow Shax at FuckShax. Pudgetron does not have a Twitter as of yet, but soon you'll be able to follow him at Pudgetron420.
No. The devil.
Yes, and soon you'll be signed up with a pact with him. We're going to make it happen.
I will not fold.
It will happen, my brother. Just you wait. So yeah, we're also on Facebook if you like us on there. We're on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing, what you want to see less of, what you want to see more of. We need your feedback on these things, and while the chat has been great for that, we could use some more of it, like reviews and what have you. So please, let us know. We are very self-conscious.
Well, you are.
Uh-huh. Are you still talking with Cleverbot?
Yeah. And said, what do you do during the day? I said, fuck bitches. This is, you don't need to get abusive. So I said, I want to punch you.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, we have the Indiegogo at deathstoreprods.com/Indiegogo. Please contribute. We want to make these things better. We want to have it with less horrible hissing and weird demonic noises coming from Derek. But we can't really do that alone, so please help us out. We have our store, if you want to actually buy stuff, so we have destroprods.com/store. We got shirts, putties, and what have yous, and we have new shirts coming soon. So yes. And we have our Extra Life, destroprods.com/extra life. We are doing Extra Life again this year. Please, go to the page, just put it in the chat, it's destroprods.com/extra life. And please, donate some money, join the team and help us raise money. Or just donate and help us save the kids' lives. And the top donator and contributor, contributor and the top fundraiser, if they want to, will be joining us on October 20th for our 24-hour live stream. And oh God, it's getting louder. It's coming for me.
It's the Men in Black.
Oh God.
Here come the Men in Black!
Okay, so I need to get out of here before I'm neuralized. So, yeah, be sure to come back on Tuesday for... Be sure to come to the site, destroprods.com, on Tuesday for a games cast. We got anime on Thursday, and we have a commentary for Dazed and Confused coming out on Friday. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. Till next time, though. I'm dead.
I'm Pudgetron.
I'm Bax. And I'm talking to Cleverbot.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
Much fun, bye.